USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Boston has declared racism a public health emergency, opening the door to making changes in police policy in the city.
There are other steps that we have to take in housing, in education, in economic development.
Also, police reform is coming to New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed sweeping legislation into law.
The community pays for the police department that they want. So what police department do you want?
Some states are seeing a spike in coronavirus cases. The CDC put out new guidelines. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says preventative measures work.
You can improve on the economy. You can get people back to work and still do the fundamental things like wearing a mask all the time when you're outside, of having this physical distance, of avoiding the congregation and crowds.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump has chosen to delay his rally in Oklahoma by 1 day. He says he wants to respect a holiday called Juneteenth, which is important to Black Americans. More people are banning the Confederate flag after the riots in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd. With more on this story, here's USA's John Hunt.
Amazon is reportedly removing the immensely popular 70s series The Dukes of Hazzard from its streaming library as it reviews its content offerings in the wake of racial tension. The TV series ran on CBS for 7 seasons, and it follows the adventures of Beau and Lou Duke, who create mischief in their fictional small town of Hazzard County, Georgia. The show has been criticized over the years, especially for the boys' well-known car, the General Lee, which has a Confederate flag on the roof. The move would be in line with a recent decision made by HBO Max, which removed the Oscar-winning Civil War film Gone with the Wind from its library.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There was a warning from the president of the American Medical Association concerning a surge in the number of COVID-19 cases. USA's John Clements reports.
President Dr. Susan Bailey of the AMA believes the increase in COVID-19 cases in some states can be attributed to the easing of lockdown restrictions.
We want everyone to understand that reopening doesn't mean that everything is back to normal again.
The practicing allergist from Fort Worth, Texas, says the simple steps of wearing a face mask, social distancing, and frequently washing your hands is your best defense.
We know that this works, and we can't give up now. This is the only way to prevent a second wave.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Arrests at the southern border are down. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
In May, agents apprehended 23,000 people at the southern border, an 84% drop as compared to a year earlier. Most were single adult men from Mexico, and that's another big change from last year, when three-quarters of all migrant arrests at the border involved people from Central America. The use of tractor trailers by smugglers is on the rise. Border Patrol agents say they have foiled operations involving big rigs every month of this year so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.